From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China accused the United States of repeatedly abusing trade practices as Beijing braces for an imminent announcement from U.S. President Donald Trump about placing more tariffs on Chinese imports. Grace Lee has more.
This comes after China won a dispute with the U.S. on Wednesday over solar panel and steel tariffs dating back to the Obama era. China has repeatedly said it does not want to fight a trade war, but has promised to retaliate on Trump's tariffs, potentially targeting American agriculture. Trump has taken a hard line on trade. Officials were unclear just how big Thursday's tariffs may be, but sources earlier put the number at $60 billion worth of products.
That's Grace Lee reporting. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is admitting that his company clearly made mistakes in part of an illegal data collection scandal, but he offered no apologies during a rare television appearance. Corianne McSherry, the legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, said independent audits were needed at Facebook.
We need those people to go in, look at Facebook's system, and make sure that they're actually really being held accountable and that they're really doing the job they need to do to protect user data.
The interview appeared on CNN, and Zuckerberg said he also was sure someone was trying to meddle in the upcoming November midterm U.S. congressional elections, but gave no details. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. The blast comes almost exactly a month after two car bomb blasts in Mogadishu shattered a months-long period of calm in the city that killed at least 21 individuals. This is VOA News. The father of one of the Nigerian schoolgirls still unaccounted for after Boko Haram extremists returned 104 girls from a mass abduction says he believes his daughter and others are dead and buried. One of the schoolgirls who did return spoke of those who did not.
There were five of us that died. Those that died were not killed by Boko Haram. They died because they were trampled upon. It was stress and trauma that made them tired and weak.
Nigeria's government has not commented on the fate of the six missing girls. At least one of the freed girls has said a Christian classmate remained captive, while those released were Muslim. Ukraine's State Security Service detained lawmaker Nadia Savchenko Thursday on charges of planning a military-style coup. Isha Sarai has that story.
Prosecutors allege that Savchenko, an ex-military helicopter navigator who became a national hero after being held in a Russian jail, planned an attack on parliament using grenades and automatic weapons acquired from pro-Russian separatists in the eastern conflict zone. Savchenko has been a frequent and outspoken critic of current authorities and does not deny the allegations against her outright. She says undercover agents seeking to discredit her had encouraged her to plan to overthrow the government and that she had played along to bring the authorities' schemes to public notice. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where a report by the UN Secretary General and High Commissioner for Human Rights on the critical situation in Yemen has been submitted to the Human Rights Council.
The United Nations condemns the Saudi coalition's blockade of Yemen's sea and airports. It says the restrictions on imports and humanitarian assistance are compounding the already unbearable suffering of millions of people. The United Nations says 22 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian aid and 8 million are at risk of famine. The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 2 million people are internally displaced. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Spain's government has rejected a plan by separatists in Catalonia's regional parliament to elect prominent secessionist politician Jordi Turull as Catalan's president. The Secretary of State for Territorial Administration called Thursday's vote in Barcelona another ploy in the region's frustrated attempt to gain independence. British Prime Minister Theresa May said she would tell other European Union leaders Thursday that Russia posed a threat to the whole bloc, not only to Britain, following an attack using a military-grade nerve agent in England. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.